The Holy Gospel for this Christ the King Sunday is taken from the 23rd chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke. When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they cast lots to divide his clothing, and people stood by watching. But the leaders scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." It was Pope Pius XI who instituted this feast day in 1925. It was originally celebrated in the Catholic Church on the Sunday before All Saints Sunday. It was actually put there as a counter to the Protestant celebration of the Reformation. After the Second Vatican Council, however, this celebration was moved to the last Sunday of the church year, which happens to be today. Protestants adopted it too, and it leads us well as we move into the season of Advent. I found that I keep growing in my understanding of what this day is all about, what this feast day means. And I found a story this week that helps me understand it a little better. It's not a story about Jesus, though. It's actually a story about puppies. The story goes like this. A man was walking down the street when he noticed a sign in the window of a veterinarian's office. "Puppies for sale," it said. "Inquire within." So he opened the door and went inside to the vet's office. The vet was standing at the desk, getting ready to close the office for the day. And she asked the man, "May I help you with something?" The man said, "The puppies. Could I see the puppies? You know, I've been feeling a little lonely, and I'd really like to get a dog. I saw your sign. How much are the puppies?" Well, the vet could see that the man's jacket was dirty and worn. He had holes in his shoes, holes in his jeans. His beard was scruffy. She asked, "Well, how much are you able to spend?" So the man put his hand in his pocket and emptied the contents onto the counter of the desk. There was a small wad of dollar bills and a bunch of change. The vet saw the man's face, which was half embarrassed and half hopeful. The vet smiled at him and said, "I think we can work out a deal." So she took the man to the room where the puppies were, and immediately the four puppies surrounded the man, wanting to be pet, wanting to be loved. His face brightened as these puppies just were full of life and energy, and he laughed out loud. Then he noticed a much smaller fifth puppy, slowly limping towards him. The puppy was dragging his back leg, but his tail was wagging happily. Without taking his eyes off that little dog, the man pointed at him and said, "I want that puppy." "I'm sorry, sir," the vet replied. "We're not selling that one. You see, he was born with a deformed hip pocket. He won't be able to run and jump and play like the other puppies, so we're going to keep him here." "Please," the man insisted, "I want that one. How much do you want for him?" The vet began again, "Sir, I'm really sorry, but..." And then the man started to roll up his pant leg. And he showed the vet his artificial leg. He said, "I don't run or jump or play very well either. Actually, I move pretty slow. We all need someone in life who understands." How much for this puppy? Well, the vet gave the man the puppy, along with her business card. She said, "Please bring him back here for all of his veterinary care. There's no cost for any of this." She said, "Because we all need someone in life who understands." Isn't that true? We all need someone in life who understands. Jesus, our Christ the King, understands. He understands what it's like to be tempted, to be grieved, disappointed, angry, ridiculed, misunderstood, insulted, slandered, betrayed, denied, mocked, tortured, abandoned, forgotten, killed. Jesus understands. He understands like no other. Jesus, our Christ the King, who died on a cross as a criminal, understands. Jesus, our Christ, the King who rules over creation, yet entered into our world as a vulnerable baby, understands. Jesus understands. Jesus, our Christ, the King always reaches out to those who are limping through life, those who are outcast, those who are lonely, those who feel like they don't have a place, those who are not even sure who they are, where they belong. Jesus always reaches out with forgiveness. Think about how many times in the Bible and the Gospels he has said, "Go in peace. Your sins are forgiven." Jesus always reaches out with forgiveness. Even from the cross, Jesus forgives. He loves and he forgives the thief, the betrayer, the deniers, the mockers, the God killers. "Father," he says, "forgive them, for they do not know what they do." Christ's kingdom is a kingdom where the lost are always found by love, where the lowly are welcomed and given a place of honor at the Lord's holy table, where a thief is welcomed into paradise, where there is a place for all of God's children, where there is a place for you, where there's a place for me. Jesus, our Christ the King, understands. He paid the ultimate cost for us. He emptied himself, willing to give all that he had for the love of us. Jesus, our Christ the King, is the one who gave his life for others. And he's the one who calls us. He calls us to give our lives to others, to love and forgive, to be welcomed and to welcome others into his kingdom. Not just today, but every day and forever. Because through Jesus, even death is silenced. Jesus, our Christ the King, understands. He understands, and he reigns with the power of love. Live this love. Live this love. Prayerfully ask God, how are you being called to live this love in your life? Live this love, which is marked by forgiveness. Amen.